Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, when we talk business, we talk employees. And you may be a sole proprietor. Maybe you are the one person in the one-person show, and you do everything for yourself, and that's what you like to do, that's what you want to do. But many business people want to grow. They want to do more business, and when you do more business, you have to have employees, coworkers, someone to help you handle the work. But why are we really hiring these people? Are we hiring them to do a task? Well, there are some people that we do hire to do a task. You know, if we're a manufacturing company, maybe we have machines that we run to create a product. Maybe if we're a janitorial company, we have people who want to clean the offices or the houses. So tasks are important. They have to really have a skill. They really have to understand what they need to do, and they have to be willing to do it. Maybe you're a creative company, and you have people writing code, software engineers. Or maybe you're an advertising agency and you have people creating these wonderful taglines that sell things. But you know what you're really hiring people for? Is no matter what their job is, whether you're a cleaning company, whether you're a software company, whether you're a manufacturing company, you're hiring them for their intelligence. You're hiring them for their brains. You're hiring people who can think, people who... You always want to hire people who are just not going to be robots and just, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. That's all I'll do. I won't do anything else. I'll show up at 7:30. I'll leave at 4:30 or 5. I'll take my hour lunch break. I'll punch in on time, and I will just do what I'm told. No, no matter what the business is, no matter what you do, you want thinking people. You want people that are going to add brain power. You want to add people who are going to help you not only manage the business, but also find a better way. There is studies that happen. So someone wants to do an astronomical study, and they don't have the ability to work on the big mainframe computers. And what they do is they put a message out to the scientific community: can we tie your computer into all the other computers? And they may have 1,000 computers that are all tied together. And using the brain power of all 1,000 of those computers. It happens all the time. Why don't we as business people encourage our employees to use their brain power? How do we do that? Well, we ask them questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Could we do this better? Could we do that better? As business owners, we do not need to know all of the answers. We need to know how to find the answers. We need people that are going to help us find the answers. We need people that are going to be energetic and people who are going to really add something to the business. Important part of the interview: determine where someone is, who they are, how they feel about their job, so that you don't have all the burden and all the stress on you. Help them by creating a culture that's conducive to learning, speaking your mind, and understanding. And when they help you make money, well, share it with them. Keep their salaries in proper proportion, but give them a raise, give them a bonus, show that you appreciate what they do. And really show them that you appreciate what you do by saying thank you all the time, encouraging them. You know, many people were never encouraged to think. Their voices were silenced. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I'm the boss. Well, not the right attitude. Everyone in your company, from the person that answers the phone to the person that does the cleaning at night is valuable and important, and we always want to listen to what they have to say. And we want to ask them, can we do this better? How can we do it better? And, of course, I'm always interested in hearing how you're doing it better. This is Howard LeWinter, and I know that if you capture the brain power of all of your coworkers, all of your employees, you will have an awesome business that solves problems, serves customers well, and happy employees, and makes a profit. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.